We are about to rejoin CBS Radio.
This is George Herman, CBS News Space Headquarters in New York. The crisis aboard Apollo 13 continues. The commander, Jim Lovell, reports having a little difficulty holding the combined Odyssey and Aquarius in the proper attitude. All control systems are powered down as much as possible to conserve the scarce electrical power, which has been cautiously rationed ever since an explosion blew out the power system of the command module. The remaining engine, the descent propulsion system, was fired at 3:43 this morning, not to slow down the combination, but to speed it up, to sling it around the moon, using the moon as the moon's gravity to help send it on an orbit back towards the Earth. And Houston has now given the men aboard Apollo 13 the coordinates, telling them that if everything goes well, this first firing should put them in the water at 1:42 hours plus 47 minutes, which, if my arithmetic is correct, means about 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Friday, a landing in the Pacific Ocean. The electricity and the oxygen continuing to be carefully rationed and everything fairly well under control aboard Apollo 13. The situation has been tense as well in the ground control station, and we get this report from Roy Neal in Houston.
The key to the situation of Apollo 13 was overheard a few minutes ago here in Mission Control when Flight Director Glenn Lunny asked, "After all this power down we're about to do, will we have enough to make it?" The answer came back, "Yes, just barely." And that was really the conclusion to several hours of pressureful work after the fuel cells went out in the command module. The mission control room filled rapidly with astronauts and key NASA officials. Very shortly, Lovell and Hayes moved to the command module. Moved to the lunar module. Swigert remained in the command module. Here in Houston at the Manned Spacecraft Center, other astronauts took their places in a simulator and began to duplicate the situation as closely as possible here on the ground. By now, the situation can best be described as stabilized. At this time, the spacecraft is on what they call a free return trajectory. If nothing else is done, it will still return to Earth. And the big question, of course, was one of, would there be power enough to keep on going? We know now that there should be. A schedule's been worked out. At this hour, we expect that the lunar module pilot, Fred Hayes, is getting some rest, about 6 hours of rest. While in the lunar module, Jim Lovell remains awake, and in the command module, Jack Swigert remains awake. They'll get their rest about 6 hours from now. And after that, the schedule calls for a rotation period and finally another burn, which should speed them on their way back to Earth. And a number of the management executives are still here. Jim McDivitt of the Apollo Program Office is here. Gene Kranz, another of the flight directors, currently sitting in the mission director's position. Deke Slayton of the astronauts' office. And Glenn Lunny, still holding down his post as the night wears on. A long and pressureful night in mission control. Roy Neal in mission control.
And at the moment, the mission control men are ascending up to Apollo 13 in those quiet technical terms. All kinds of information, numbers to be fed into the computer for their return attitude firings and how they should hold the ship, having some difficulty as they are with maintaining its attitude with their systems all powered down, even their navigation equipment powered down. But at the moment, Apollo 13 is, as Roy Neal said, on a trajectory which is at this moment scheduled to put it in the Pacific Ocean at 1 o'clock in the afternoon of Friday. That is, if there are no further mid-course corrections to speed it up, bring it home earlier, and in this case, they would land in the Atlantic Ocean. At the moment, all set aboard Apollo 13 for a Friday landing in the Pacific Ocean. George Herman, CBS News Space Headquarters in New York.
It is 1 minute past 5 o'clock, and we're getting the signal now to hear from CBS Radio and a report on Apollo 13, now flying an emergency route back.
This is George Herman, CBS News Space Headquarters in New York. The crisis aboard Apollo 13 is still being held under control after the mysterious explosion blew out the command module Odyssey's entire electrical system. Command pilot Jim Lovell and lunar module pilot Fred Hayes moved into Aquarius, using its oxygen for both ships and then using its descent propulsion system engine to speed up the dock ships, slinging them around the moon in a fast orbit which will head them back to Earth. Another four-minute burn of the descent propulsion system engine is scheduled for 9:40 tonight, and according to Houston's ground controllers, that should land them around 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the Pacific Ocean. The approximate location, 28 degrees south, about 173 degrees west, If my map is right, that puts them about 350 miles northeast of New Zealand. Bruce Morton, CBS News correspondent in Houston, is standing by. Bruce, is this 1 p.m. landing in the Pacific a final figure or just the first approximation?
George, it's a first approximation, and in fact, NASA still can make a choice. For all kinds of reasons, they would rather land in the Pacific. That's the ocean their recovery ship happens to be in. Landing in the Pacific would be done in daylight. But until they come to that other burn that you mentioned, that trans-Earth injection burn this evening, they still have an option. Depending on the size of that burn, they can either go for the Pacific landing that you've been talking about, Pacific splashdown, I should say, or for an Atlantic splashdown. The U.S. Navy does not have a recovery ship in the Atlantic. That splashdown would come about 1,500 miles east of Sao Paulo, if my map is right. And it would come at night, which is a really nasty time to try to land a spaceship in the middle of an ocean. But if they thought the time was critical, Atlantic landing is some 9 hours earlier, and if there were a real question about the electrical power, say, holding out, they could go for that Atlantic site. They have until they do the burn this evening to make up their minds.
So far, Bruce, I gather the electricity, the oxygen, the lithium hydroxide, everything does seem to be holding up fairly well. Any problems outside of maintaining attitude of the spacecraft?
No, they're very confident that the oxygen will hold out. There's some funny math involved there. If you look it up in the LEM handbook, it says that there are 48 pounds of oxygen, and that's enough to last two men for, I think it's 50 hours, which raises the question of how it's to last three men for some days. But the answer is that if the LEM is on the surface of the moon, you keep opening and shutting the hatch, pressurizing and repressurizing, depressurizing the LEM, and that wastes a lot of oxygen. Chris Kraft, the number two man here at the Manned Spacecraft Center, said that it really works out to about 6 pounds for the three men per day, just breathing it on the way home. And, of course, that gives them something like 7 or 8 days' worth, which is a lot more than they'll need. Lithium hydroxide is no problem so far. Electrical power is the one they're worried about. They think they have enough, but they're going to have to ration it very carefully.
All continuing well aboard Apollo 13, the situation described by Chris Kraft and others is the most serious situation in the history of manned spaceflight, but so far still under control. So far, the word from Houston, still optimistic for a landing on the surface of the Earth, or rather on the surface of our Earth's water, on our oceans, sometime on Friday, morning or afternoon, depending on the final plans. This is George Herman, CBS News Space Headquarters in New York.
We'll be getting another report from George Herman shortly here on our morning show, and we'll throughout the morning, and CBS will be keeping us up to date on the spot. If you missed all that excitement last night, the astronauts' dream of making man's third moon landing were dashed when a tank burst and drained their command ship of its electrical power and oxygen. Remaining extremely cool in the sudden emergency, Jim Lovell reported to Mission Control, "Hey, we've got a problem here." With only 15 minutes of power remaining in the command ship, the astronauts crawled through a connecting tunnel into the moon lander. The LM's systems were still intact. From the LM, the astronauts sent oxygen flowing into the command ship, enabling them to inhabit its cabin. Now, two of the astronauts are riding in the command ship, the other is in the LM, awake and alert to assure that the systems continue to operate. As you just heard, the astronauts will splash down on Friday. It hasn't been decided whether the landing will be in the Atlantic or Pacific. And, of course, you just heard if they did land in the Atlantic, it would be at night. Since the LM will burn up in the Earth's atmosphere, the astronauts must return to the main ship and then kick the LM free before re-entry. When news of the emergency reached Houston, friends and neighbors of Lovell and Fred Hayes' families gathered at the two homes. The third astronaut, Jack Swigert, is a bachelor. Mrs. Lovell was calm but tense. She told newsmen, "I'm not saying another word until Jim gets home." So that's the way it stands. But as you heard, they are optimistic now that they will have a safe return to Earth.
To redeem us from all iniquity, and to purify for himself a people of...
The world of a mysterious disaster is swinging around the moon on its way back to an emergency Earth landing on Friday. The command ship Odyssey is powered down, its electricity gone along with its oxygen and water. It's now receiving all three from its tiny companion Aquarius, which now serves as a lifeboat and a tugboat rather than a lunar landing craft. Aquarius fired its descent engine at 3:43 this morning, speeding up the two spacecraft, slinging them in a rapid orbit around the moon, which will break them free of the lunar gravity and send them back to Earth. Another firing to come this evening, expecting to land them in the Pacific around 1 o'clock on Friday. In Houston, ground experts have been double and triple staffing the consoles and the computers, bringing to bear all the best minds of the manned Space Flight Center on the problems of Apollo 13. CBS newsman Steve Young gives us the latest word from Houston.
At last report, George, things were quieting down, powering down, the NASA protocol officer called it, at the homes of astronauts Hayes and Lovell near the Manned Spacecraft Center here outside Houston. Both families, we're told, are trying at least to get some rest. Relatives, friends, and at least one clergyman came over last night soon after the crisis became apparent. Also last night, a pea soup fog rolled over Mission Control and the rest of this scientific complex and surrounding neighborhoods. And newsmen and scientists rushing back to get the latest on the situation had to pick their way toward the Crisis Information Center at a pace approaching a slow creep. Well, it's still dark here, but most of that fog has gone the way of Texas spring fogs. Many lights in buildings surrounding Mission Control are still burning. The sun should be up in about an hour. The serious situation remaining so this morning, but somehow the mood just a little calmer, George.
Still no information as to what happened aboard Odyssey. Commander Jim Lovell reported a big bang, said he saw gas venting out the window, the spacecraft rolling and bucking, hard to control, and debris in space, making it difficult to take sighting. It's still somewhat difficult to keep the spacecraft under control with the engines of the lunar module alone. The news of this disaster, but still under control, the news of this spreading around the world and reaching finally Moscow, where we get this report on the reaction to the American troubles in space.
It's exactly 3 years ago this month that the last spaceman was in real trouble up there, and that time it was the Soviet veteran cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov. Komarov, who had commanded the first three-man space trip in October 1964, eventually crashed to his death, the first victim of space exploration known to history. But before Komarov crash-landed, all that was known was that his spacecraft was tumbling badly out of control. For the rest, it was all sheer speculation. And in fact, it still isn't public knowledge here what exactly happened to Komarov. So not the least interesting aspect to the Soviet public of the present Apollo 13 emergency is the straightforward way it has been reported in the United States, which would be unthinkable over here. Moscow Radio has already reported the worrisome news, but only in major outline. There's no comment here yet, but when it comes, it's expected almost certainly to be accompanied by a repetition of the established Soviet line that it's better to concentrate on letting machines do the work in outer space than men. This is David Levy in Moscow.
The situation continues under control. That's the official word about Apollo 13. There is enough food, there is enough water, there is enough oxygen, there is enough lithium hydroxide to control the carbon dioxide aboard the two spacecraft, although they're having a little difficulty routing the oxygen and the carbon dioxide between the two spacecraft. Situation under control, says NASA, we have a safe situation at the moment. Yet nobody underestimates the gravity of the problem. It's called the most serious they've had since the start of manned space flight. Apollo 13 circling around the moon on its way back towards a landing in the ocean Friday. Still undecided whether it will be the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean when Apollo 13 splashes down. This is George Herman at CBS News Space Headquarters in New York. This is the CBS Radio Network.
A report from CBS Radio, and of course, we'll keep you up to date. And CBS will have another report shortly, and we'll have another complete report at that time, probably about 6 o'clock, and then again at 6:25 this morning. And anytime there is a change in the situation with Apollo 13, CBS will pop in here on CCO Radio. It's 25 before 6 and 37 degrees. Well, it was almost like one of those space movies last night, with a continuing story throughout the night about Apollo 13. They are now flying an emergency route home. The moon landing is off, and now the big job is using emergency means to bring the crippled spacecraft back to Earth. The space agency says there is no immediate danger to the astronauts, and controllers say an alternate system should bring the spacemen back to Earth just after noon Friday. The problem was in the command module's electrical system. A loud bang inside the spacecraft, 205,000 miles from Earth, signaled the start of one of the most harrowing evenings in the history of manned spacecraft. The problem was major and apparently irreversible. It knocked out one of the command module's two main electrical systems, and that meant it knocked out the Apollo's main rocket engine. Ground control ordered the spaceman to go to an emergency system using the lunar landing module as a lifeboat. Two of the spacemen, Lovell and Hayes, moved into the lander, and the systems aboard the command module were powered down. The lander's power systems were turned on and provided the electricity to control the spacecraft as well as oxygen for all three men. The lander will also provide the power to get the spacemen home. In the evening, the Apollo 13, tonight, the Apollo 13 will swing around the moon and let the lunar gravity serve as a kind of a slingshot to change their direction earthward. A free return from that swing around the moon would not bring the three astronauts back to Earth, but they will fire up the Aquarius module's rockets designed for a lunar landing to blast onto a course that'll bring them home and a splashdown in the Atlantic or the Pacific. The space agency still hasn't decided which. While the lander will serve as a kind of a lifeboat, it can't bring the astronauts all the way. It is not designed to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. Just before re-entry, Hayes and Lovell will crawl back into the command module to ride behind the Odyssey's heat shield for the fiery plunge through the atmosphere. The lander will be jettisoned. During the re-entry, the command module system will operate on batteries rather than the usual fuel cells. An oxygen bottle will provide the breathing air. It'll be a tension-packed ride for the three astronauts, though no one has yet shown any emotion through the hours of emergency. Apollo Flight Director Chris Kraft says their chances for a safe return are excellent. He said everything is under control. Still, the untried emergency route home represents the biggest challenge the Apollo program has faced and the most critical manned space flight emergency since Gemini 8.